This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Did you motherfuckers really think you would be making it through the goddamn 100th episode without a feature from me, Horny Parrot, and his close friend, Casey? Tony, let's go. Now I know that in my other themes I give these jerks a ton of shit, cause bullying your friends is just a classic fucking bit. But this time I'ma try a different thing, since I have a chance. Casey, let's hit him with a compliment avalanche. He's super kind, he's super nice, gives good advice, a mighty brain that he loves to flex.
Just go blue mother and may no say.
Casey, I'm not certain that you get what we're doing.
It's a compliment to out of the Jeff funds to give it to him.
Sure, but it's weird. Okay, move on to JPC.
Alright.
You're brilliant and hilarious, I mean that unironically. The funniest man in the frickin' room.
It's honestly so tragic that you drowned that raccoon.
Hey, Casey, man, you don't bring that up now.
It's actually a compliment.
Explain how.
No.
Aaron, you already know that I think you're the best.
And Aaron wants to kiss her clone.
Casey, you're a fucking mess. I'm out.
That may be true, but while I'm auto-tuned, let me sing the theme. Arnie, pretty please, let me sing the theme. Here I go, I'm singing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, hey, riddle, riddle.
No shit, all Sherlock, it's Hey Riddle Riddle.
I don't like it.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't like our lead-in.
Okay. Okay.
We have so many inside jokes from the show. Just can you like pick another one maybe?
Right. That's a dead stop.
No, that's more of like Aaron's thing, so
okay.
I don't like you saying it.
Kevin's and Susie's and Riddies and Puzzies.
Well, that's like episode 3.
I think we moved away from that pretty fast.
Papa horny for puzzies, or bingo, bingo, hot, tat, ta, canoe dog, Maria CVS.
That's like a bunch of Aaron and I's bits. So
gotcha.
Maybe
okay.
do
yeah,
one
sort
for
of like a me and JPC thing.
Maybe gotcha. Do like one of yours. One of your good ones.
Phoebe P, Peebity BB, Old Man Puzzles.
Okay, I guess so.
Spooky, sleepy witch with Kid Riddles and Kid Riddy, and I dab on my haters Gray Fortnite, keeping it real.
What is it? Early 2019? Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. No, I got
some
it.
Some of our t-shirts.
Here we go. Restarting. Mm-hmm. Episode 100. Here we go. Fresh slate. Baby, Crab Rangoon or Dr. Funny Comedy. Santa Baby.
Oh.
Thank
Patreon
you, Snake.
Stuff?
No, okay. Yeah, you're right. Reading is important. Wishbone's in heaven.
Oh, I like that.
Wishbone went to hell.
Rapper
Shut
Daddy.
Up, JPC.
What about Wizzy and Post Potatoes and Him's a Ghost? Alan Alda? My wife.
Some of those are just awesome stuff I said.
Yeah. Okay. I do like my wife. Has that been used before? Or is that you
I don't
just
think we've said that before.
I don't think so.
Hiya, Master Sheep. That sucks. That rules. You live in Seattle.
I like that.
That was a good moment.
Tell me something, boy. I'll have the cum sandwich. Zatarans. Zatarans. That's my Tuesday, bitch.
Okay.
Fuck pudding. Put your limp dick in it. Full anal penetration.
Ooh, Goldblum. Goldblum's back.
Or also, I'm insane and these are my puppets.
That one I like.
My favorites.
My name is Toronto and I'm here at Pronto.
Is that me? That's brutal.
Shrek me daddy. We're here to get big team so complicated.
God, we love the Swedish chef on the show.
Great.
Yeah,
we have inebriated, zebrated. Does that make sense? What's the
big idea? What's another way of saying that?
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's one of the best episodes probably of this whole thing.
I was created to solve puzzles and feel pain, and I'm all out of puzzles. Women and hummus.
We don't like puzzles.
Welcome to noon.
Welcome to noon. I like that one.
Three mommies making salad. This is an upbeat ballad.
That's not the show. That's not the show. That's another show.
Uh-huh. And twins.
popular one.
I'm the Danny DeVito one. Kiss Your Clone.
No, I'm the Danny DeVito one.
Okay, I have nipples, Fokker, can you milk me?
It's
in
actually,
space.
He says Greg, he never says Fokker.
Yeah, okay, that's actually on you. Not the exact right quote.
Okay, right. In space, no one can hear you jam. This guy's got me scared to death. We had that episode with Sherlock Holmes, Dr. What's Son, and Minecraft. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, some deep holes, really.
Chuck E. Cheese, more like fuck me, please. Speaking of pizza,
I did not say that.
Speaking of pizza, better be Papa John's.
That's right. I do remember that.
That was a good one.
How far up the egg do the pants go? Booty butts, blown man group. NASA stands for no airplanes, space. All right.
You're saving the best for last.
It's a living. Or finally, it's mommy's little fuck order.
I like this. Aaron, what if I throw one by you? What about this one, Aaron? Tell me how this hits you. No shit, all Sherlock. It's Hey Riddle Riddle.
That feels just better and familiar.
I like that.
And good.
Does that feel new and fun? I like
Adel,
that.
What do you think?
I want to hate it, but it's honestly, it's pretty good, James. Let's stick with that.
Okay, cool. And who are you?
I'm Chiboy, Adel Rafi.
I'm JPC.
And I'm the lady, Aaron Keeve.
And this is our 100 stop, our 100th episode.
100 stop episode.
And we'll edit confetti in here. I don't know how confetti sounds. Casey, what does confetti sound like? He'll figure it out.
It's a lot of coughing.
Y'all, we did it.
Y'all, it's like a mass allergy outbreak. We have 100 epis.
Wow. 100? That would be so expensive.
100 episodes, 1 dozen laughs. That should be the tagline. 100 episodes, 1 dozen laughs.
I like that.
And not one laugh in sight.
100 episodes. Wow. Hey, you know what? It's quite an accomplishment. We have sat in front of these mics. For 100 episodes, each recording is about an hour. For about 4 hours,
and it feels like 40 years.
I want to thank you guys for both sending me like a really thoughtful and meaningful 100 episode gift in the mail. That's really, really sweet of you guys. Thank you so much for sending me. Wait a minute. You didn't send me shit.
I sent you that dead rat.
You started this episode asking if anyone would Postmates Dunkin' Donuts to your house.
So she literally did. And then I said, oh, is your phone not working? And she goes, no, I could get it, or Sean could get it, but I don't want to.
I wanted to see if they liked me. It was a test, and no one sent me Dunkin' Donuts.
Aaron, you keep doing these tests. We don't like you. Stop doing the tests.
Okay. if I were to get you guys 100 episode gift, JPC, I wish I had gotten you like an ant farm.
Oh, because my favorite band is Alien Ant Farm, and you know, my favorite song is Movies, and I can't go to the movies anymore.
Exactly.
Great.
And Adel, I would get you a new life.
Oh, because my favorite band is Alien Ant Farm, and I can't go to the movies anymore?
Exactly. you guys, 100 episodes.
We should have made each other fun, like custom 100th episode t-shirts for each one of us. That's what we should have done.
We need hoodies. We need like, personalized hoodies.
Yeah, Adel.
Can I have one that says
June.
I'm with stupids? I want I'm with stupids.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pointing to your asshole.
JBC,
you should do it.
Yours?
You should have one that says I'm with stupids, and it's just a map of Chicago with Adel's apartment pinned and my apartment.
It says your exact address is
I'm
on
with
it.
Stupids.
JPC, you could have a sweatshirt that says, I made 100 episodes of a podcast and all I got to do is kiss my cousin.
Do they make sleeveless sweatshirts? I don't even know if I would.
Those are called vests, my man.
And then Adela's sweatshirt could say, I asked the two wrong people. If you could go back in time, who would you ask to do this podcast with, Adel?
I'd do it solo, baby.
Aaron, I feel like you've asked that question to Adel on an episode maybe 10 times.
And sometimes I call him drunk and ask him, like, who would you rather have it be?
Can you Postmates me Dunkin' Donuts? I'm going to sleep.
Who would you have? Are they prettier than me? I want to fix my butt. We're about 8 minutes in, and we should say, if this is your first time listening, welcome.
Welcome. We're going to repilot after this. So.
What is our... So Aaron brings up a good point, which is we're 100 episodes in. There are a, like fossil fuels, there are a finite, I don't know if people know this, riddles are made when dinosaur bones meet pressure. When they're pressurized, they turn into sort of this this sort of black goop. And then over time, they solidify into this precious gem with a question and an answer. So for the next 100, we may have to pivot. Unless people want to email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com and send us some riddles we've never done. Or
riddles that we have done. We'll take those as well. Just as long as you don't complain.
Change around a few words.
We'll read you riddles. We're not above it.
Or write us some unique original riddles. But I think we can go for a little bit longer. And then at some point, we will have to pivot. What are we doing? Maybe after episode 200, we'll pivot. Aaron, what do we want to do at episode 200?
At 200, we should just pivot to complimenting me. Everyone has to come with 40 compliments per episode. And if I don't like them, I'll boo you and you have to come up with another compliment.
Cool. We'll call it Fishing with Kiki. Of course, fishing for compliments. Japes, do you think there'll still be a world left at episode 200?
No way. But if there is, I think that we do a true crime politics podcast that we do in a different chain restaurant every week.
Oh my God, I love it.
Hard pivot. And we just corner the market.
It's called Hard Pivot.
I did love the episode we recorded at a Red Lobster because it's the only episode I've been able to eat chips in without you guys getting mad at me.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
My favorite part about recording that episode in the Red Lobster is giving that audio to Casey and Casey being like, I can't do anything with this.
this is real bad.
It's bad.
But then Aaron saved the day by recording it on my phone too.
That's
remember?
Did you record this in a Red Lobster? This is awful.
That's a Red Lobster. Here's what I want to do. Oh, Aaron, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, I just was going to see if you guys had a favorite moment from the last 100 episodes.
A favorite moment. I think my favorite moment is buying JPC time so that when it's his turn to say his favorite moment, it's better than mine.
Oh no, this is a real gift of the Magi because of my favorite moment
Magi?
Is buying Adel some time.
Who are the Magi's?
That's just a different pronunciation.
Okay.
And I liked Maria CVS.
Perfect. What I thought to do is start off with something. This is a little unorthodox, but I'd like to start off with something called Money, 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 Pussies, Pussies, Pussies. It Pays to Be Right. Adel Refai's $100 giveaway. Based on a book, Adultude, My Life in Riddies and Putties, Uncle Adel writes a check.
Money, 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 pussies, pussies, pussies. It pays to be right. Adel Refai's $100 giveaway.
Based on the book Attitude, My Life in Riddies and Putties,
Uncle Adel writes a check.
Fuck me, that's too fast.
So this is just going to be one question with one answer, and if one of you gets it, you get a check for $100. Are we ready?
Okay,
oh my
but it's
God.
Not going to be like the last check that you wrote me and bounce so hard that the teller at the bank is going to say, was that a flubber check?
It bounced so high, even the Kimbe Matumbo couldn't block it. So, 100th episode, we have to do a bunch of stuff that we love, a bunch of stuff that covers, encapsulates all of our last 99 episodes.
We have to do it.
We have to do it. So, are we ready for this one question? And if you get
is it
right,
a riddle?
Kind of.
Was
it
that Aaron's question?
Riddles. Yeah, I think it was.
That's her one answer.
So, the question is,
okay,
what was our first ever riddle on this podcast? Episode one, the very first riddle. I think it was a warm-up one. Aaron?
I have to ask a qualifying question.
No.
Okay, she wants to know if she qualifies.
All right, hold on. If Aaron asks a qualifying question, before she gets to answer, I also get to ask a qualifying question.
I do want to state that this offer is not valid in Illinois, Maryland, Vermont, or Wisconsin. Aaron, go ahead. What's your qualifying question?
Okay, well, you said Illinois. Okay, so in the first episode, you go through... like the famous three episode or famous three riddles.
The Holy Trinity.
Uh-huh. Are those? Is that what you mean by riddles, or is it the one, first one you asked us?
This is the first one we asked. The first one that we're trying to guess. That's okay. Mentioned after I mentioned those three, I believe.
Okay, and I have a qualifying question as well.
Okay. Yeah,
that I get to ask.
Okay.
So, if my credit is say less than perfect, but. I do have cash down, not 20%, but 15, so close. And I really want that Mazda. What can you do for me?
Zoom, zoom. Is that Mazda?
Sure.
He should get the $100. Okay, my
that's,
guess.
That's my favorite. Here I have a quick riddle for JPC.
Uh-huh.
Who's the lead singer of the Smiths? Mazda.
Smith.
Duh. In Britain, they call Morrissey Mazda, and they call Paul McCartney Macca. Aaron, what was your question?
Puzz.
Great. She puzzed in. What's the answer?
I know this was our first long riddle. It might not be the first one, but is the electric ear splitters one?
Ooh, that's a great guess. I believe the electric ear splitters, which is one of the worst riddles of our 99 episodes, is in that episode, but that is not the first one. Japes, you want to give it a try? If not, I forgot to mention you both owe me $100 if you get this wrong.
That's fine. Add it to my bill. I will guess that it is that polar bear with its fur being white riddle. That's the riddle that I'm going to guess.
Okay, that's incorrect. I believe that was in Arnie's original theme song.
Funk.
At some point, it was discontinued. The first riddle we ever answer, and I'll read it now, but we won't dwell on it too long. There are 7 birds in a tree. A hunter shoots 1 bird down. How many birds are left in the tree? Do we remember?
None, because they all scatter away.
From the noise.
They all get scared away. But I believe Aaron at first said it's not 6. She said it's not 6, which was a great answer.
That's an excellent answer.
That was so smart. Y'all, how old was I when this started? 25? Something stupid like that? I was such a dumb age when this started, and I was still smarter than both of you.
And I was a boy of 15.
Aaron coming out of the gates hot. That's a compliment.
I literally have no memory of how old I was.
Damn, that's a hot gate.
Well, 26? Aaron, 25? We started about 2 years ago today, so...
Okay. No, okay.
I think this is pretty
easy. Yeah, I was 26.
Math.
I guess I was 26.
Okay, nope. Your birthday is not in the summer.
Nope. It doesn't matter. We won't dox Erin. We won't say her real age. 41.
Yeah, behind the scenes, we call Erin Hines because she's 57.
I was talking to a friend today, and he lived with a woman who wouldn't tell him her age. And
how
I was
old
like,
is she?
That is wild. We don't know.
That is wild. Didn't you say, you mentioned on this podcast before, you had a boyfriend who lied about his age?
Yeah, for like a year. It was very creepy. Yeah.
So wait, the person that I don't want to dox this person, but the person who's living with the person, it's not like a romantic partner. They're just like a roommate.
No, just a roommate.
Got it.
I do want to dox someone. That's Otis Redding. Check out his song, Sitting on the Docks of the Bay.
Mm-hmm,
very good singer-songwriter. Here we go. Let's do some warm-up riddies and puzzies. Are we ready for
Where
this?
Where does that $100 go? Okay, you know what? Since we didn't get it, can you donate it?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to donate that to a charity called Gemma Stember Young.
So you say she's a charity case?
Yeah. Wait. Let me make like a talented cowboy and walk this back.
Adel's cutting a hole in his wall. He's climbing out of it.
We're going to do some Hink Pinks for a warm-up here. So, of course, I'm going to give you a clue, and the answer to these clues are 2 words that rhyme. A Hink Pink. Do we remember these?
Yeah, I remember these Hink Pinks.
So, for example, a dog-like sound coming from a large, dangerous marine fish would be a...
Shark Barkman. Follow me on Twitch. Shark Barkman.
That was a plug for Japes.
Shark Barkman. Twitching.
That's a shark bark. That is correct. Here we go. A flaming hot personal journal.
Ooh.
Fiery diary.
Fiery diary.
That is a fiery diary. I want to see a scene.
I went to a Mexican restaurant last night, and I
don't.
Best tacos.
Fiery diarrhea.
No, what? What do you... I was just saying, I had great tacos.
I want to see a scene. The two of you are...
Terrible diarrhea.
I hate it.
Just awful. Awful stuff. Hate to see it.
The two of you are editing this out of the episode. The two of you are... Let's see. Aaron... I'm sorry, JPC, you are writing in your diary.
Okay.
You have a lot of hot topics, a lot of gadzooks, a lot of really fun Ariel Pastel, a lot of gossip and dishing.
Sure.
Aaron, you are the voice of the diary, and you are a little fed up with how much sort of hot content is going into the diary, and you want him to sort of pump the brakes.
Dear diary, today I was in the bathroom at work, and I heard Steve from the urinal... I heard
thank you
Steve.
So much for putting me to sleep.
What? No. This is a hot... It's a hot story. It's hot goss. He's cheating on his wife.
You know what? change jobs.
What?
Do something exciting. I cannot hear another moment about your office.
I love marketing cat food. I'm a frisky man for life. What do you mean?
It's
change jobs.
Just please do something exciting. Be like a professional skydiver. Go on The Bachelor.
That's not a job.
Nothing.
Professional skydiver is not a job. That's a recreational
thing.
Yes, it is.
No, people do like they jump with people. You have to jump with someone who's professional.
Go on The Bachelor. I work in marketing. That's essentially what everyone on The Bachelor does. They work in app development not app development. That's an actual career.
I don't mean to be a bitch, but your life is lame.
What do you okay, let's go back.
My other diary friends have the best life. They're all like, it's like 17-year-old girls, and I got put in the lap of a 40-year-old man who works at Frisky's.
36.
We cut to Aaron.
We cut to
Aaron as a diary talking to the other diaries. Oh my gosh, you'll never believe what Melissa wrote in me today. She got her first period.
Hey guys, can I come in? Sorry, I'm out in the rain, and it feels like...
Is the door locked?
Well, I guess if the door's locked, it's going to stay locked. I mean, this is Diary Fan Club in here, so... We're all full rock capacity,
It's Diary Fan Club in there?
Mm-hmm. We're celebrating ourselves. We're feeling ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
Jeff got a hand job in a Mazda Miata. It wasn't even his Miata.
I wish someone could write down
rules
about getting a hand job in my on me. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, what? What did you say?
I wish someone would write about getting a hand job
Do
I say this?
Melissa wrote me that she gave a hand job, but she said she didn't come from it.
I'm sorry. she bothered writing that part.
Hashtag never come from a hand job.
Mm-hmm.
Sex education is not good if she thought that maybe she could come from giving someone else a hand job.
I think Tony told her that.
If Jeff's being honest, that hand job in the Miata, he didn't come either.
Aww.
He was just excited to get it.
Aww.
It's been a long dry spell for Jeff.
Scene.
You guys.
Here we go. Let's do a few more hink pinks. How about a billionaire large monkey?
A grape ape.
A billionaire large monkey.
Rich.
Uh-huh. Follow that train of thought.
Shimp.
Rich shimp.
A Bezos gorilla.
A billionaire large monkey. We'll talk about some larger monkeys.
I watched the Jane Goodall documentary on Disney Plus. It's crazy. It's so good. She's amazing.
Did she deal with monkeys or apes?
Is she gorillas apes in the mist?
Apes.
Or no? Is that Jane Goodall? Or
is that
Diane Fossey? Or who's gorillas in the mist?
I don't know.
Okay, I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are following in Jane Goodall's footsteps, and you are coming across Japes and I playing. We will be bonobos monkeys, since JPC used to shop at bonobos.
Mm-hmm.
It only makes sense to play some really fashionable monkeys.
Sure.
Hey, I've been watching you guys for 6 months, and I just thought I'd come over and say hi.
Oh, hello.
I'm not a very sick monkey. I'm a human woman. I know that I must look like a
monkey?
Very...
Oh, yeah, you look awful for a monkey, yeah.
Yeah, but I look very beautiful for a woman.
Opinions. Yeah, sure. Opinions. My name is Cookie.
And my name is Cookie.
You're both named Cookie.
What, two cookies in a jar?
Two cookies in a jar.
Are you all named Cookie?
Yeah, because we're a bunch of fucking midnight snacks.
What the fuck? Are we all named Cookie?
Well, come on, we are.
Come on. Well, yeah, I mean, but she doesn't know.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Oh,
can
my
we
name
guess?
Is...
Can we guess?
Sure.
Flush.
Sleepy.
Flush.
Tapioca.
Tired.
do I look tired?
No, I'm just guessing name.
Can Cookie ask questions
okay,
of tired?
Okay, listen up, you little shits. Everyone is going to listen to me because I'm the only one studying your species. So I'm going to go back there, and what do you want me to tell the world about you?
Well, I want you to tell people that you didn't wear a mask when you met us. The pandemic's not over because you're bored.
6 feet! 6 feet!
Yeah, I'm just going to let these guys go extinct.
Scene.
I'm kidding. Don't do that.
Don't do that. What do we? Do so that. We talked about bonobos. We talked about gorillas and great apes. What are some other types of monkeys?
So apes aren't monkeys. Are we looking for an ape or a monkey here?
Fucking doctor. What are you? Doctor zoology? Come on.
Actually, apes aren't monkeys.
Okay, so then apes are on the table, I guess. So orangutan?
No.
A chimpanzee?
Is it rich?
Well, what it is rich. What I'm trying to do is get you to guess the monkey, and then from there you can work and try and find out what the rhyming word would be.
Oh, so the rhyming word isn't rich.
The rhyming word is not rich. What type of monkey rhymes with rich?
What
I was confused about.
What about a Beamer lemur? You know, a lemur driving a BMW, the richest car money can buy.
So once I said apes are on the table, you're going... Jesus. The answer is Australopithecus. Damn, I'm rich with this.
Come on.
Guys, it's the 100th episode. We have to move on. The answer is Baboon Tycoon.
Oh, I did play Baboon Tycoon. It's like SimCity, but it's covered in shit. Mm-hmm. Just awful.
Last one, a person who conceals the hot apple juice.
Oh.
Cider hider.
Aaron, you're close. It's Cider
hider,
Hitler.
Cider,
Cider Hitler.
I love that board game.
The best part of fall.
Cider Hitler starts such fights. It's always starting fights.
Mm-hmm,
but it's so fun.
Mm-hmm. Autumnal Goebbels. That was pretty fun, right?
Yeah, I had pretty fun.
Okay. What I'd like to
I'm
do...
pretty and fun. Next thing.
What I'd like to do now is, not too long ago, maybe 15 to 20 episodes ago, who cares, time is irrelevant, we did something with some cake lyrics. Do we remember that?
Yes. I can't remember how
we
many
wrote
episodes
cake
that was.
Songs?
We wrote some cake songs. So what I'd like to do, this is called Word Ass Cake. That's short for Word Association Cake.
Okay.
What we're going to do is... we'll have Japes go first. I'm going to give one word. Aaron's going to give another word. And Japes, you have to start singing in cake lyrics starting with my word and word associate until you get to Aaron's word. Does that make sense?
Fun.
Got it. Okay. So great. I'm word associating between two words in a cake song.
Mm-hmm. And you have to try and work your way to the other word. Ideally, if the words are like, you know, dolphin in France, you don't go like dolphin, Eiffel Tower, France, right? Try and make it a logical connection.
Okay, don't tell me how to do it because if I want to say dolphin, Eiffel Tower, France, that's the whole fucking song. Okay. And it's a 3-second song.
Great. This segment is all called Dolphin, Eiffel Tower, France. And do you want some cake music in the background from us? Nice
I
beat
would...
behind you.
Yes,
we can have Arnie Parrott add some.
I would love either one. So
I'll give you a nice bass behind it.
Great, thank you.
So the word I'm going to give you is granola, and Aaron. So you're going to start with that word, and Aaron, give him the word he's going to end on.
Boarding school.
From granola to boarding school, this is a weird word ass cake.
Okay. Eating granola on the floor, only 4 years old, and I want some more. When I reach into the pantry, my mom comes behind me and she does slap me. My wrist is burning, my wrist is so hurt. I tried to get the granola, now I'm down in the dirt. My life is over for sure. She's shipping me out to a boarding school.
Huh. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wonderful. 10 out of 10. Aaron, do you want to go?
Actually?
Do you want to go next or last?
Oh, I have to do this?
Yeah.
If you want,
sure.
We can stop here.
Oh, boy. How about you go next?
Okay. So, Aaron, you give me a word to start on.
Butterfly.
Butterfly, great.
And your word to end on is cargo plane.
Great. So from butterfly to cargo plane, from Justin and Kelly was what I was hoping for, but I didn't get that. So it's from butterfly to cargo plane. Can someone give me that nasty backing beat?
Absolutely. Boom, boom, ba-da-boom, boom, ba-bum, boom, boom.
boom, I got a CD.
Boom,
Mariah
boom,
Carey's boom, new boom, album. Boom, it's hot.
Boom, boom, boom,
red hot. I bought boom, it and boom, I drove boom, my boom, car boom, to boom, the boom, riverbanks. I slapped a boom, fish boom, in boom, the boom, mouth because it boom, called boom, me a fucker.
Boom, 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 boom,
I threw
boom,
it back boom, in the ocean near boom, New Jersey boom, and I boom, walked boom, on water boom, like the Lord himself, and I sank to the bottom, and I ended up in South America, Machu Picchu. Oh boy, got some yogurt in my mouth, and I can't spit it out. Got Tabasco in my eyes. I see red hot fire ants eating me like Crystal Skull, Indiana Jones. Cargo plane, short round.
Is this going to be 7 minutes? Oh my gosh.
Aaron, do you want to go?
That one had
yes,
a journey
I'd like to
it.
Go. I would like no backing tracks so okay. professional musicians can okay. Give Acapulco. Backing music to me if they are inspired.
Okay. Okay. Acapulco. You're going to do it Acapulco. Aaron, your starting word is, let's see here. Your starting word is forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Jape's ending word?
Is it okay if we use proper nouns?
Absolutely.
Okay. Your ending word is Jane Fonda.
Great. So from forgiveness to Jane Fonda.
I'm here to talk about my favorite story. It's the one called Monster in Law. It's about forgiveness and change and getting along with your mother-in-law. It's hard to do, but J-Lo shows us how. She starts. She falls in love with a man on the beach. He likes her eyes. He knows the color of her eyes.
Huh.
They fall in love. Everything is perfect. He's a doctor, maybe. It doesn't matter, but he's hot. Jane Fonda comes into the picture. She's a talk show host who recently went crazy. I'm going to keep going.
Okay. Just make sure you end with Jane Fonda.
The whole movie, they're torturing each other. I think at one point they actually poison each other. But in the end, she knows that J-Lo loves her son, and she forgives her. Jane Fonda's number one.
Okay, very good, very good, very good. Dead.
That was my cake
stop.
Song about the movie
That's
Monster.
Dead. Stop.
What? What is it? Are you? I'm busy right now.
So your first word was forgiveness. Your ending word was Jane Fonda. You started by talking about a Jane Fonda movie, then mentioned it was about forgiveness, and then just listed the cast.
I think I went a little bit into the plot.
I think Aaron did really exemplary there.
Oh, I forgot to mention Wanda Sykes.
Great. Yeah, we all know cake is audio piss, but I thought to do that because it was a fun segment we did previously.
And hey, I think we all learned a little something about the movie Monster-in-Law.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we all know that I drink piss for $800, so nothing wrong with audio piss.
Yep, let them eat cake. And speaking of cake, why don't we have a nice slice of commercial break here.
You could have said commercial cake.
Oh, well, did I?
Oh, we have to start over.
Okay. All right, let's have a nice slice of commercial cake. Cake could be a Kirkland brand cake. But I guess advertising cake, does that still work?
Yeah, it works.
Here's some fucking cake.
1, 2, 3, 4, hey, riddle, riddle.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with clarity D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live clarity clear with clarity D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
stop
me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving.
Okay.
You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Hanson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Hanson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Hanson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Hanson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Hanson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Hanson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
able to. She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Hanson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Hey, riddle, riddle.
Welcome back to episode 100. Here I am, Puzzbot. I thought I would not be asked to be on, but here I am anyway. And I have two special guests. I've brought my parents here. First, I would like everyone to meet my mother, Coco Cashmere.
Hey, what's the big idea? You said that I could be the one to introduce myself when I came back from break. And then you made me wait. You're just as bad as that tampon thief I once knew.
Please, I thought we wouldn't talk about that anymore.
Tampon thief!
And Mommy, I've also brought Daddy on here as well. Please, everyone.
Oh, that old so-and-so. Boo!
Please welcome my father, J.P. Riddles.
Well, what's that? What am I doing here? Oh, boy, where did I put my forks and my biscuits? You're going to have trouble. If you don't put me back in my trash can, I mean two-bedroom apartment. That's what it is. It's not a trash can with a lid that's painted like a little house with little eyes on the side. Take me back to my home, you cretin. Oh, it's my son. It's my boy. It's my Puzzbot. How you doing, boy?
I love you, Daddy.
Ask me why we got a divorce.
Mommy, why did you two get a divorce?
Isn't it obvious?
I don't remember. I was high out of my mind on methamphetamines, and I signed a Burger King wrapper when I saw what was handed to me by a police officer. And next thing I knew, I was getting kicked out of my ass.
Do you two know why divorces are so expensive?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because
they're worth it.
Oh, you ain't wrong, Puzzbot. You ain't wrong at all.
Puzzbot.
We got married by a raccoon who had recently been ordained by your website.
Yeah, she's leaving out that that's my half-brother. That dastardly raccoon stole 200 silver pieces from me, and by silver pieces, I mean parts of a toaster that I had discombobulated, and I was going to use that toaster to cook a big batch of milk water, but I ended up not drinking it after all, and all spoiled.
Checks out. Hey, Mother.
Yes?
Would you mind singing a song about when you met Daddy?
Okay, fine. But after I'm done, he better tell the story about how he proposed. It was the worst day of my life.
Man, I just want to say thank you for giving me some time to prepare.
You're welcome.
Okay, here's my song. Singing on a moonbeam, singing on a starbeam, singing all in the sky. I swung to the sun to sing on the sun, and I burned out my eye. Tippity-tapping, she's tippity-tapping. This doesn't count, but it sounds like rapping. Wrapping paper in my body, because I wear it as a dress, and it went up my butt. Coco Cashmere, and she's here, and she's at the microphone, and she likes to call it home, because she's having a good time solving riddles. And she married J.P.
Thank
Riddles,
you, mother.
And Puzz Butt is her son.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
applause sounds. Applause sounds.
That brings some blood to my eye.
Clap, clap, clap. I forgot that mother burned down her eye. What a travesty. Mm-hmm.
I met your father in a dumpster.
Daddy, would you please tell us Swan Lumps number 100, a.k.a. the time you proposed?
Mm-hmm. All right, here it is. Okay, Swan Lumps number 100, the haunted caterpillar. So old J.P. Riddles was taking his lady friend to courting, and they were doing all the normal human dating activities. They were going to the pond and trying to get scum to throw it on the cop car so they could take the cop's wallet. And they were doing all the nice dating activities that young couples in love to. And then one day old J.P. Riddles, he really stepped in it because he got her in the old family way. That's right, she had a robot in her belly, and she was going to give a little bit of birth to that. And so old J.P. Riddles, he was confused, and he was young, and he had no idea what to do, but he got down on one knee and he said, "Will you make me the happiest half-bat in the world, and will you be my lovely wedded wife?" And she said, "I wouldn't marry you if you were the last half-bat, half-dog alive." And he kicked him to the curb, and he howled, and he cried, and he gnashed his teeth, and he said, "God damn you, I wouldn't marry you if you were the last woman on earth, you goddamn haunted caterpillar." The end. That's the haunted caterpillar by old J.P. Riddle, Swan Lumps, number 100.
That was a beautiful story and beautiful mm-hmm. song, Mommy and Daddy. Thank you for giving birth to me.
You know what? This family reunion, it's got me in what kind of wild way? What do you say, Coco Cashmere? Will you give it another shot? Will you take me back and we could be a family again?
Never, you absolute weirdo. If I remember correctly, you have a plastic fork sticking all the way through your neck.
Okay, fine. Will you at least give me my damn SpaghettiO cans back? I need those. I got coupons inside of those.
I keep the dog.
So sad to see father crying root beer.
Ooh,
back that's to you. His blood.
Back to you, Adol. Thanks, Buzzbot. Wow. What a special little moment.
Wow, that was great.
Japes and Kiki, you still there?
Uh-huh, yeah. I was listening.
I'm checking on my vocal cords because they are bleeding.
Why are they bleeding?
Oh, because just listening to Coco Cashmere's voice make my vocal cords start to bleed.
Yeah, and mine is fine. I won't feel it all tomorrow. Just in case anyone was asking.
Mm-hmm. How about we do some main course, Riddies and Puzzies? Here we go. Here's our first one. Do we still remember how to do these?
No.
Okay.
My dear boy, I never knew how to do these.
Here we go. This is called the Deadly Suitcase.
Aw.
A woman opened a suitcase and found to her horror that there was a body inside. How had it got there?
Okay, mm-hmm. She is an old-timey performer on the road, and she has a little, what is it, what are they called?
Ventriloquy.
Ventriloquy act, and that body is her puppet that she has too many feelings for.
Okay, that's a wonderful guess.
Okay.
I will give a hint that it is not an inanimate object, it is an actual body, and it is dead.
Her suitcase got switched.
Okay, explain. Show your work.
I never can. I'm bad at math. Okay.
My dear boy, is it necessarily a human body?
It is.
Oh, man.
Somebody was carrying a body in a suitcase and then their luggage got mixed up.
Okay, but I'll take it.
Does she have a clue board in her luggage and it's Mr. Body with two D's?
Okay, very fun, very fun, very topical. No, it is not.
Okay. Is the body chopped up in any way that would make her be, like, horrified?
It is not. The cause of death seems to be asphyxiation.
Ooh.
Oh, someone snuck into her suitcase. Her husband snuck into her suitcase to go on the vacation with her.
Warmer, insane, but
I would
warmer.
Like to see a scene. JBC, Adel, you guys are married. JBC, you're going on a weekend away to be with your friends. And Adel, you have snuck into JBC's suitcase, and now you're in your hotel, JBC, and you're unwrapping your suitcase to reveal Adel.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's get this guy's weekend started. Oh, my God.
Fuck. Doctor, call the doctor. Doctor.
What? Mark, what is going on? Holy shit, Mark.
Call the doctor. Your legs are shattered.
Oh, my God.
I ate a full Old Spice deodorant.
I'm sorry, what?
I ate a full Old Spice deodorant.
Mark, your legs are broken in like 16 places. They're all over the place.
I broke them myself to distract me from the taste of the Old Spice.
Mark! Why? Why do you keep doing this?
Surprise.
You got pulled over 2 weeks ago and you broke your leg in 4 places. Mark, this is not a compelling disguise.
It's the best trick. It's the best trick the devil ever
I'm
played.
I'm sorry, sir. We can't treat him. He... could be healthy, but all the doctors can't stand the smell of him because he smells like a 14-year-old boy going through puberty who's just sprayed the shit out of himself.
Rude.
Old Spice.
Seems like doctors should look past that.
No, we think it's yuck. To be honest, we've talked and we think it's really yuck.
And just to be clear, when I said I ate your Old Spice deodorant, I meant I drank your Old Spice body spray.
I think we'll get a second opinion. We'll go to a different hospital.
Okay.
My husband needs emergency leg surgery immediately.
What is that smell?
Is it my two broke legs?
No, that smells good.
I don't know what it could be. My husband does need the leg surgery. You may be smelling me. I had Old Spice.
Pardon me. Sorry to intrude. I was caught down the hospital hallway by a waft of smell. I work for Yankee Candles. My name is Richard Yankee Candle. And I can't help but want to ask, can I buy this scent, whatever it is?
Old Spice or broken leg?
Oh, broken legs. Could we package that? A candle? A Yankee candle that's broken legs.
We cut to Christmas. We cut to Christmas the next year, and this is a man opening up his Christmas gift. Okay, this is from Marjorie. Thank you, Marjorie. Okay.
You're welcome!
Oh, boy. It's a Yankee candle. Broken legs. Oh, it's my favorite. It's my favorite. Ah, you can smell it now. It smells like a hospital waiting room drenched in Old Spice. Well, broken legs candle.
Merry Christmas!
See it. Aaron, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. You were close enough. The body was that of the woman's son. She did not have enough money for two airfares, so she put him in a suitcase with tiny air holes. She did not know that the luggage compartment would be depressurized.
Oh, that was the worst.
Isn't that a fun little story?
Yeah,
tale
it's
is
fun
old
because she was
time.
She was looking for
boy
a new home and a better
in
life.
In a suitcase.
Perfect. That was good. I like that. It's good. I really felt good.
I liked what happened to the boy.
Yeah. It's like how broken legs smell. It's like good and not
Aaron,
sad and bad.
Do you want to take that to Riddle Court?
I do. I'd like to take that riddle to Riddle Court, please. All rise for Judge JPC.
All rise.
Don't everybody rise, because I can't rise because I am not wearing any bottoms today. Mm. And I'm just wearing a judge's shirt.
Oh, wait, I did the wrong voice. All rise for Judge JPC.
Judge, what is a judge's shirt? I've heard of a judge's robes, but never a judge's shirt. Can you describe it?
It's exactly the same as a judge's robes, just from the torso up.
As always, I'm typing it all down.
Yes, thank you. Make sure that you're typing this down. Okay, what do we have on the docket today, bailiff?
On the docket is a riddle about a boy suffocating in a suitcase.
Okay, we have the prosecution and the defense. Prosecution, would you like to make your opening statements?
Your Honor, if I may, this is a very good...
I'm taking this to Riddle Court and I'm the defense?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm sorry. You're the prosecution. This is Colonel Sanders. He's taking lunch orders. I'll have 12
spices. 12 original spices. Can I say something?
Absolutely.
I'm aware of all the spices out there. You got your cardamom, your cardadad, Carter Uncle, Carter B. I'm aware of all the spices. But what Colonel Sanders did, myself, I made 12 original spices. So these are brand new spices that the public never tasted before.
I'll hear it.
Okay.
I have to remind you, you are under oath.
Okay. Let me get under this oath here. Oath, do you mind if I crawl underneath you?
It's okay.
Thank you, Hodor. Now, some of my spices, I'm going to go ahead and list them off here. We have Cribble Crabble, Chex Mix. What else do we have here?
Get out.
Just read the list of inside jokes.
You can get out.
In front of you.
You can get out of the courtroom. All right. We have the prosecution. Prosecution, please make your opening case.
All right. I see here a riddle that is far too dark to be on a riddle podcast or for it to even exist. Why kill a kid when you can kill an adult? Is what I always say in the riddle game. And if you can kill an adult, have it be someone shitty and not just a woman. I rest my case.
Yeah, okay, so let's check in with the jury. Looks like they're high-fiving each other. They seem to love that. They're doing the Arsenio whoop-whoop. So you got them in your corner. Whoop, we take whoop. It to the defense. Defense?
Your Honor, I have switched sides, so can I have some time to prepare? And what I mean by prepare is prepare some delicious 12 original spice chicken.
Well, you could prepare that chicken, but I think that I already have my verdict. Jury, you're excused. I don't need to hear from you. In fact, you wasted my whole fucking day just being here, so get out.
Your Honor, if I may, pizza party.
I'm sorry?
Case closed.
The jury has come to a decision.
Okay, I already came to that decision, but go ahead, Madam
Foreman. We, the jury, find this riddle to be horrible, and we find Colonel Sanders to be a distraction to the scene.
Well, okay. I never.
No, the jury has spoken, so this riddle's guilty. This riddle goes to
jail.
Hold on,
Your Honor.
Colonel Sanders, you're disbarred. You are disbarred.
Sorry.
So you don't touch this salad bar for the rest of the day, okay?
Your Honor, the jury has spoken, but I'd like to bring to the stand Jeremy, so that Jeremy can be spoken.
Okay, you can't be a lawyer anymore. See?
Aaron, just to be fair, a woman did not die in that scene.
I know, I'm just saying,
riddle.
Like, we're either killing kids or women in riddles.
Mm-hmm.
Riddle books.
Riddle books do better.
I do. Japes, I don't know if you got my email. Did you end up getting the permit?
Oh, yes, I did get the permit.
Permit the Frog here, the permit we need for the parade.
Oh, the permit
for the
parade.
Animal parade?
No, I did not. Sorry.
I need to quickly Google animals. I can't think of any.
Was I supposed to get that? I didn't actually get your email. I was just trying to play it.
Here we go. We're just going to do the song intro only. None of the sloppy aftermath.
Okay.
Just the intro song. Here we go. This is Animal Parade. Do 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 do. A horse who's forced to testify. Do 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 do.
A guinea pig at a stoplight.
Do 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 do. An orangutan with a hangover.
Do 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 do. An owl who wants his kids back. Do 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 do.
A hamster making smoothies.
Do 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 do.
A horse with a comb over.
Do 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 do. A walrus who's been made a cuck. Do 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 do.
A unicorn with an attitude.
Rob Schneider with David Spade.
Animal parade. Pretty great.
Remember when you got mad at us for having so much fun doing the thing you told us to do? I remember.
Okay, yes, I do. I was a little upset, to be fair. I'm very, very sorry about that. Should we do one more, Riddy?
Yes.
Yeah.
At least.
Is there anything we haven't done that you all want to do, episode 100? I mean, there's so much content, we can't cram everything in here, but I tried to pepper in a few little moments.
Hey, as long as we get two riddles in there, I'm happy.
Okay. We sure, Aaron, you don't want to rap for Daddy or anything?
I mean, the people are dying to hear me rap. I've already done a terrible cake song, and I've already done a terrible Coco Cashmere song, but if I'll rap for daddy.
Let's have Aaron rap for daddy. Rap for daddy. So the topic for this one, Japes, do you have a topic for her? Otherwise, I can conjure one up myself.
Yes, I do have a topic.
Okay.
The left-handed scissors.
Bump set.
There's scissors for people who are left-handed.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You tried to cut and it's really hard. I'm gonna give you my credit card so you can go to the store and buy something that'll get you high off life. It's a pair of scissors. Damn it! I really didn't try to do that. Pair of scissors. I don't want you to be scissors, because that's what you'll be if you don't get them. What? You're left-handed, and we love it. Cut away at your project, because you're left-handed, and that's what's up.
Amazing. Scissor, applause, scissor, applause, scissor, applause, scissor, applause.
Scissor, scissor song.
Scissor song.
Scissor, scissors.
I don't like how much that sounds like the Louis song. Japes, we're going to have you, not going to have you rap for daddy, but I do want to see a quick 30-second commercial for left-handed scissors, which has the slogan, "You're left-handed, we love it."
Hey, I'm Mickey Dolenz, and I'm here with left-handed scissors. Left-handed scissors! They're right-handed scissors, you turn them backwards. Just turn them around backwards. Cut towards yourself. You love to see it. You can't get hurt, because you got your friend Mickey Dolenz here. And I guarantee that you're going to love the cut that you come with. Left-handed scissors. Good luck to you, my friends. Left-handed scissors. You have to come down to my house to buy them. There's a big sign I put outside. Oh, the sign blew away. Well,
honey, what are you doing in the front yard?
Shut up! I'm in the front yard trying to sell scissors. Why can't Mickey Dolan sell his scissors in the front yard?
Come in and help your son with his math homework.
That's not my son. I guarantee that's not my son. That mailman's 6 foot tall and he's got blonde hair and blue eyes.
Mickey, what are you doing? We're on stage. 2, 3. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around.
How did we get to 100 episodes? How? Please, how did we do this? How long what is happening?
This is the worst podcast on air. Let's do one more riddle, and then we'll put this baby to bed. Here we go. A New York City hairdresser recently said that he would rather cut the hair of 3 Canadians than 1 New Yorker. Why?
Better?
It's something with the word a boot in it.
Okay. Famously, Canadians do not tip.
Pizzeria, a boot, New Yorker, mm-hmm. NYC, walking here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin Hoffman, Hoofman, Horse, Hoofman, Police Horse.
I don't know. I wish I had said that earlier in the earlier episode. I don't know the answer to this riddle.
Is the answer to this riddle, does it have something to do with currency?
Yes.
Okay.
So let me read it one more time. A New York City hairdresser recently said that he would rather cut the hair of 3 Canadians than 1 New Yorker. Why?
Because he'd rather cut the loons than a buck.
Okay. Very good.
What?
Very good.
And that's going to be a dead JPC stop.
is loonies, is that something?
That's the currency in Canada.
Loonies.
Their money looks like Monopoly money. There, I said it. Why is your money so beautiful? are you doing?
Colorful.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are an American who is in Canada. Adel, you're going to be playing a Canadian who works at some sort of shop. And Aaron, you're going to be trying to pay him with Monopoly money.
Before we start the scene, JPC, I failed to do this, and I feel like I would be remiss if I did not. Congratulations on yelling left-handed scissors. Good luck to you. That was just the best. Okay, here we go.
I would please let me pay for my health care.
Oh, no, please. That's not necessary. Not necessary. Can I interest you?
Has anyone ever told you that you look like the Swedish chef?
Oh, nobody's ever told me that. Would you like to buy a boot? It's a sailing boot.
I would like to pay for my health care. I broke my leg here. I want to pay for it.
Oh, that smell. Can I bottle that smell?
No, okay. Okay, what is this money?
Oh, this is a loony. You, how to explain to an American, do you know Bugs Bunny? Bugs Bunny and Doofy Duke?
Yeah.
And Porky Poog? They're all, they're like Looney Tunes, it's like that loony.
This country is nonsense.
Ooh.
What are your exports? Hockey?
Hockey, politeness,
Ryan Reynolds?
Maple
get the fuck
sugar.
Out of here.
Seth Rogen?
We cut back to a spaceship. Galablax. How have you been doing assimilating with the humans?
Not so great.
Oh, buddy, is that your Canadian accent?
Could you try one better? You swap in for me. Here,
okay.
Take on my form, and you talk to the woman who's still at the store.
Okay, we cut back down to the doctor's office.
I've been standing here for several days. Can you please just take my money?
It's me, Mickey Dolenz. Oh, yeah, I'd love to take your money. I was in the monkeys. I slide the money right over. It's me, Mickey Dolenz.
And scene.
Who were the monkeys? Were like Mickey Dolenz, Davy Jones,
Davy Crockett Dolenz.
Crocodile Dundolenz. Do we have an answer for this riddle, or should we give up?
Give up.
It's something to do with the monies. So
a New York City hairdresser recently said he would rather cut the hair of three Canadians than one New Yorker. Why? I will say it absolutely has something to do with the monies, but also it's a bit of math.
It's math?
A bit of hyper, hyper, hyper simple math. I mean, like a first grader could solve this math problem.
Three people. He's cutting the hair. Like, he's getting more money because he's cutting three people's hair.
Aaron Boonga Bingo Hoo-Too.
He would rather cut the hair of three Canadians because he would get three times the monies.
That makes sense.
That makes
we
so much sense.
We did it.
That makes sense.
We did it.
That makes a lot of sense.
That was
you'll love to see it.
That was 100 yuppies. We did it.
We did it.
Wow, we did it.
Wow. Wowie. Isn't that exciting?
I mean, yeah.
The best.
I feel excited. Is that it? Is there nothing else?
Well, we do have a few messages from previous guests who have helped make this show the absolute shitstorm that it is. So why don't we play some of our recorded messages from our previous guests?
Hey, Riddle.
Hi, this is Justin McElroy from the hit YouTube series Things I Bought at Sheetz. I just wanted to say congratulations to Hey Riddle Riddle. I have a riddle for you, if I may be so bold, to pose to the Riddle Masters. How proud am I of you? Did you guess it? Well, this is a riddle for which there is no answer, because infinity can't be quantified. I love you so much. So much.
Yes, hello, this is Janet Varn Puzzle. Three people have a podcast together. If each host has an equal number of hilarity molecules as the other, and their number of episodes can be deduced when you know that 33.3 hilarity molecules per person are the maximum possible per person for each episode, with a guest per episode value of X, how many episodes has the podcast had? The answer is 100, probably. Congrats, Adel, Aaron, and JPC for being the delightful, smart, and hilarity molecule-rich humans that you are.
Oh, hi, this is Jess McKenna, and I just want to say congrats, Riddle Riddle, on your 100th episode. Give a riddle bit of your love to this show. Great job. Congrats.
Yeah, hi, Caramel Macchiato for TJ, and it should be free today. Oh, because Hey Riddle Riddle's got their 100th episode, and I was on one of them, so it should be free macchiato day, I'm guessing. Episode 39. You know, I don't want to go round and round about it. Just, my name's TJ Jagodowski, and I should get a free fucking caramel macchiato because Hey Riddle Riddle has his 100th episode today, and I don't want to hear. How about I talk to a manager Hi, Hey Riddle Riddle's having its 100th episode, and I want a free caramel macchiato. All right, you know what? Fuck this place.
Riddle me this.
Riddle me this!
Riddle me this. Riddle me that. Who's a
fan of Hey Riddle Riddle?
Good question, Mr. Riddler. Everyone is the answer. Hi. Hey, Riddle Riddle, this is Dan Lippert. Saying congratulations on 100 episodes, and thank you for having Big Grande on, and for being such vocally kind and supportive and funny people towards me. I've appreciated getting to know all of you. You're so genuinely warm and delightful, and your podcast is a great example of that. So congrats on making 100 episodes. That's 100 more episodes of a riddle and improv podcast than probably anybody on the earth. So that's incredible. I can't wait to hear the next 700. Let's set the bar there and see where we go. Love you guys. Congrats, Aaron, JPC, and Adel. You're great.
Hi. Hey, Riddle Riddle. It's Ryan Rosenberg. Just wanted to congratulate you guys on 100 episodes. We had such a blast when you brought Big Grande on there, and I hope we can come back on for the second round of 100. Congrats, guys.
Oh, hey, Riddle Riddle. It's John Mackey from Big Grande's Teacher's Lounge. I just wanted to send you this quick little message to tell you how proud I am of you all for making it to episode 100. You know, when you start a podcast, if you're anything like me, you think, I'll maybe do 6 episodes of this. But you all have done 100 episodes of your podcast, and that's a feat that you should be really proud of. You know, I'll tell you, when I was on the podcast, I vacillated between having the best time of my life and the most humiliating time of my life, thinking I was right about an answer when I was very much wrong. But I appreciate you all giving me the opportunity to show the world just how stupid I am. And here's to another 100 more episodes, you know? But only 100 more. Don't you dare do more than 200 episodes, because that would be greedy. There's not enough space on the internet for 200 episodes of a podcast. Okay, this message is way too long. Bye!
Hey, Riddle Riddle, this is Pat Conley, and I just wanted to say, can't go to urinals. A lusting cartoon. No sour lactating. Long satanic tour. In other words, congratulations. I love you guys, I love the show, and I love the fans. We're all looking forward to the next 100. Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Sandy, a.k.a. the Cookie Man, a.k.a. the Sandman, here with...
Ezra, the Sandman's son. The
Sandman's son. And we're here to wish you a happy 100th episode. We can't believe that it has been 100. And in honor of that, we have brought you some more puzzles.
Amazing.
In the style that Ezra did when he was on the show. These are all based off the number 100. Why don't you go?
100S in the USS.
Well, that would be 100 senators in the U.S. Senate.
100D at which WB...
Degrees at which water boils.
BF is on the 100 dB.
Ben Franklin is on the $100 bill, of course.
100 is the PTN in GIIN.
Oh, well, that's an easy one. That's 100 is the police telephone number in Greece, India, Israel, and Nepal, obviously.
Obviously. 100 PS by WC of the PW.
Well, 100 points scored by Wilt Chamberlain of the Philadelphia Warriors.
100 is HSCITTSCWIR.
Oh, well, that's a little bit tricky. 100 is the HTTP status code indicating that the client should continue with its request. Last one.
100E of HRR with AJ and E.
100 episodes of Hey Riddle Riddle with Adel, JPC, and Aaron. Nice work. Happy birthday. Birthday? Happy anniversary. Happy century.
Yay.
You're always the Wilt Chamberlain in our hearts.
Yeah. Wait, goodbye. What?
Hey there, Riddle crew, or whatever you guys call yourselves. It's Mitch. Yes, that Mitch. Aaron told me that you guys have your 100th episode coming up. I thought it'd be nice of me, after all I've been through on your show, to, you know, be the better man, and wish you congratulations. So, congratulations, you fucksticks. Hope you've enjoyed your 100 episodes of meaningless banter. stupid little asides and little skits. It's pointless and stupid. You're all very dumb for having participated in it all. Fuck yourselves. Hate you guys. Blech. Hey, Riddle, Riddle.
Thank you so much for everyone who took the time to record those messages.
Wow.
We also want to give a huge, huge thank you to everyone to everyone who has made 100 episodes possible. I most likely will forget someone. I do apologize. This is absolutely my fault and my final fault alone. But I want to thank Casey, Tony, Audio Daddy, Arnie Parrott, KJ Snyder, Emily Cardamus, Emily Morris, Kelly Polesny, Jasmine Darnell, Jasmine Darnell is probably correct. I'm getting nervous. Ray Glass, Tommy Morangi, Sandy Weiss, Ezra Weiss, Pat Connolly for sending in original riddles all the time. Our guests, Arnie Niekamp, Justin McElroy, Travis McElroy, Brooke Bright, Zach Reno, Jess McKenna, Becca Barish, TJ Jagodowski, Rush Howell, John Gabris, Hayes Davenport, Janet Varney, Janet Morph, Jeffrey Craner, John Mackey, Dan Lippert, Ryan Rosenberg, Demi Adejuibe, Rob Cordry. We want to thank the HeadGum Network, Jake and Amir, Mars, Marissa, Marika, and the entire HeadGum staff. Rock Rising, Caveat Theater, New York's San Francisco Sketchfest, Shubis, IO Theater, Talia Hall, The Comedy Store in L.A., all of our advertisers, Ann and Chris Lukeman, all the listeners, thank you to everyone who's listened this far. Fuck you to everyone who dropped off. You're cowards. And we want to thank all of our patrons as well. I'm so sorry again if we left anyone out. The best thing you can do to support us is to tell others about the show. I believe most of our listeners are from word of mouth. So please tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell your doctor, tell a raccoon, tell a horse. If you haven't already, please also rate and review the show. I think it's such a kind of a typical boring thing for podcasters to say, but it absolutely makes a difference. There's a reason everyone says it. Please rate and review if you haven't already. And the number one way to support us is by joining our Patreon. We have 100 plus hours of bonus content. You get access to it all as soon as you join. So please join our Patreon. That's patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. And if you want to this week, please tweet about your favorite moments from the last 100 episodes. You can do that by using the hashtag 100, the number 100, Riddle Memories. That's the hashtag 100, Riddle Memories. Of course, if it makes sense not to use this hashtag because there's something more important going on, please refrain from using that hashtag. But otherwise, we'd love to hear your favorite moments. And we also have a new piece of merch in the Tee Public store from Jasmine Darnell, celebrating the 100th episode. So please check that out. That should be up in the store now. Also, huge thank you and a big I love you to JPC and Aaron Keefe, Japes and Kiki. I'm so happy to have gone on this ride with you all. It's time for me to get off. I'm pulling the car over. I wish you two the best of luck.
I've been asking you to pull over because I have to throw up.
I've been peeing in the back.
You've been peeing on my back.
Hey, cum tata, my man.
Cum tata? Is that a frittata with cum?
Uh-huh.
Adel asked me to do a riddle podcast outside of a restaurant in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I thought he sounded crazy, but I said yes, literally to be nice and polite. And it's been one of the best things that's ever happened to me. I love the show so much and everyone I've met doing it. JPC, I was afraid of you before. I'm still afraid of you. Little less so now because you make me laugh so hard. Thank you so much for your company. And thank you both for making me laugh and making my life better and brighter.
It was a tapas restaurant in Kalamazoo. So if any riddleheads, if any riddiots out there want to source the origin of Aaron joining the show, there's a tapas place somewhere downtown Kalamazoo. Check it out.
Yes. Let's see. Where can you find me? I would like to plug my Twitch stream. You can follow me on Twitch at Shark Barkman. Also, I would like to plug on the 27th of this month, June 27th, which is the last Saturday of June, I am going to be doing a 24-hour charity live stream on my Twitch channel. It's going to start at 10 a.m. Central Time and go to 10 a.m. Central Time on Sunday. It's going to be a 24-hour Twitch live stream. It's going to be for the Chicago Community Bond Fund, which is a fund that helps pay off people's bond when they are charged for crimes in Cook County. So hopefully we can get some people who do not need to be in jail out of jail. Mark your calendars. That is the 27th, 10 a.m. Central Time, twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. I'm going to have a ton of games, a ton of guests, a ton of people in there, and maybe I'll go insane over 24 hours.
please check out Monster in Law.
Yeah, please check out Monster in Law.
And then message me about it.
Great, great movie. Please buy our Broken Legs candle. You can find that on candlepublic.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Support your local swan lump. However you do that in your community, make sure you support your local swan lump.
In most somewhat sincerity, I love you guys, and I'm so glad we got to this point. This is very, very impressive, and I'm happy we're here.
Thank you for having me.
Aaron, I did mention this over dinner when we had tapas in Kalamazoo. I did say I have two ideas for a podcast. One is a podcast about riddles with JPC. The other one was a podcast with Bill Bryson, and that was going to be about the expansive universe, and that was going to be called...
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
I've said Jupiter 100 times. 101.
No, it wasn't.
I don't think
you
started the first episode.
Well, let's pretend I did. Goodbye forever.
Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum podcast.